Good evening. For WVIK News, I'm Herb Trix. The Iowa Supreme Court will visit the Quad Cities this week to hear a case and talk with high school students about the court. A case from Muscatine County, Iowa versus Carlos Garcia, will be argued tomorrow night at Central High School in Davenport. Garcia was convicted in 2015 of selling cocaine, but his conviction was reversed by the Iowa Appellate Court and sent back for a new trial to Muscatine County. Tomorrow afternoon, the justices will visit Davenport West High School. Then on Friday, they'll meet with students from Assumption, Davenport Central, Pleasant Valley, North Scott, and Bettendorf High Schools. Well, the Betplex Indoor Sports Complex is partnering with a Texas company to offer bowling and arcade games. City and company officials broke ground this morning. Scott and Jennifer Emley own High Five Lanes and Games in Austin. They'll own and operate the two-story, 50,000-square-foot facility that's now being built next to the Betplex at Middle Road and I-80. It will include bowling, laser tag, and arcade games, along with a restaurant and a lounge. Scott Emley says this will attract families in town for sports tournaments and Quad Cities residents looking for entertainment.
This will become the destination for birthday parties, events, and then also things like leagues and even just open play. If we want to enjoy a Saturday or a Sunday or even a, you know, maybe an off day that we have on a Wednesday night, this is the place to go.
Construction crews broke ground for the Betplex back in July. Betplex chairman Doug Kratz expects the roughly $50 million complex to employ up to 200 people, and he says the complex should open by June 1st. A health expert, author, and human rights activist is this year's winner of the Pachamin Terrace Peace and Freedom Award. Widad Akrayi was born in the Kurdish region of Iraq and as a child witnessed the genocidal campaign by Saddam Hussein against the Kurds in the late 1980s. Kent Ferris is director of social action for the Diocese of Davenport, which hands out the award each year.
She was able to quite courageously chronicle these atrocities. And even after she was able to do that and draw attention to it internationally, she has continued to be involved in humanitarian efforts and exposing grave violations of human rights.
She's also the co-founder of a human rights organization called Defend International. The award is given by the Diocese of Davenport each year to recognize people who work for peace and justice. The award ceremony will be held at St. Ambrose University on Sunday, October 22nd. Well, hockey finally returns to the Quad Cities this weekend. The Mallards will begin their 21st season overall and fourth in the ECHL with home games against Toledo and Tulsa. For Phil Axtell, this will be his first full season as head coach after taking over from Terry Ruskowski halfway through last season. And he says his main goal for the season is to make the playoffs.
I just want to get better as the season goes on. I don't want to peak at Christmas or peak in February. I want to continually get better, whether it's baby steps, and as long as we're hitting our stride come playoffs.
Game one will be against Toledo on Friday night at the Tax Slayer Center in Moline, followed by the Saturday night game, also at home, against Tulsa. For WVIK, Quad Cities NPR, I'm Herb Trix.